is looking back at me. Might be an idle conversation piece.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life, and we are having a wonderful time, my husband Mark and myself.
Yeah, we're having a great time.
We're actually hanging out by a grill. Did you notice that?
I did note it. That was one of the first things I noticed.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're really supposed to notice is what's above the grill.
I notice what's above the grill, too, but I like that we are hanging out by the grill, though, because it's like makes me feel like I am in a good party kind of mode.
Sort of like sitting outside, lounging around, and outside is right there, and it's a beautiful day in Las Vegas.
Outside is right there.
Outside.
I can see it. I can see it.
We're inside with Jeff Kinkellen from Air King.
We are.
And the grill that it's a Wolf grill built into a tile surround, which I'm happy to take off your hands.
Absolutely.
That is not an unnice grill.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You know, and it just, we've been talking about this for a while, too. The outdoor kitchen and spending time outdoors and really just, you know, making your family and your friends and just taking the whole party outside, but really making it comfortable and really making it be like a cool place to be.
It's true. And you don't know this.
Why?
A question into the My Fix It Up Life contractor hotline, which there isn't one. I just made that up.
Well, we do have 888-710-5557.
We do. We also have info at myfixituplife.com.
We do. But what's the question, darling?
But there's an outdoor kitchen question. There's already a patio. They want to do the outdoor kitchen with the gas appliance. And they want to do a pergola over it, so wood beams above it. But there's smoke and so forth that comes off the grill for various reasons. So this is a solution so that you can actually incorporate wood elements above a wood-burning, gas-burning feature, right?
Right. Mark, that's a good point about these outdoor kitchens. People forget this isn't just a design part of the outdoor kitchen. This is a practical use of the space to get rid of the smoke. Because let's say you have your family and your friends around, and you're cooking something, and you're cooking a lot of whatever that is.
Right.
There's going to be smoke.
Right.
Now, what happens if the wind changes and it blows in the seating area? Disaster.
You don't want to make
it's
Mama unhappy.
Now.
It's a campfire syndrome.
Exactly.
No matter where you go, the wind follows you.
Follows you. Mm-hmm. So we have these powerful hoods that go up to 1,200 CFM that can take this smoke and literally get it away from your dining area.
Right.
So that's the whole idea behind it.
Now, is it code?
No. What's interesting about that, it is not. Because, again, I shouldn't say that. Certain places it is,
uh-huh.
but it's not. There's no uniform national code.
Right.
But what makes this interesting is we put a thermostat in there so that, let's say, you forget to turn it on and you walk away or whatever and you have a flare-up.
Right.
The barbecue will sense the temperature change and also kick itself onto high to remove the smoke. So even if you do tend to not pay attention, this will work great.
I like that because, you know, if you are having a party and you're having a good time and you do, you know, forget to do simple things,
sure.
like turn something on, and it'll do it for you, that makes me feel good.
That's
makes me feel
too.
Comforted.
Well, yeah, and the other thing, too, about the smoke, let's just say you're planning an outdoor kitchen and you don't have a range hood. The smoke from the cooking has all kinds of grease in it. So if you've got a pergola above that, it's just going to get soaked with
Absolutely.
All the products of combustion coming up into it.
Right. It's got a stainless steel grease baffle filter in it that will catch that grease and make it very easy to clean up, too. So even, you know, you don't have to worry about anything dripping down onto the barbecue that would, may spark a fire or something like that. So it's very good in terms of connections on that.
Now, for our listeners who aren't here, who aren't looking at the product, what is the name of it if they go to your website and they want to buy one of these?
It's just, we call it a Professional Outdoor Series Hood.
That
it's
makes
very
it
simple.
Easy.
That's right. Outdoor series.
That's not hard to get messed up.
Kind of not that hard to get messed
no.
up.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. There
yeah.
you go. Good naming job.
Good.
That's what we do. Keep it simple.
Keep it very simple. Because it makes it easy for us to go buy products.
Right.
And you just go online and click on it on a drop-down menu, and you can go look at the various sizes and combinations that we have of it.
And did we say the website?
AirKingLimited.com. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Got exactly. it. Yeah, well, we got to say the website.
Yeah, you have to.
Well, as long as I'm in the booth and you're still outside.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Here's your hat. Almighty. What's your hurry? Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, that's fine. I'm just looking in on you from out here.
Now, a range hood, and you mentioned this is a professional range hood, and it's beautiful. It's stainless steel, so it can live outside. inside, there are all kinds of different kitchens, and we don't all have an opportunity or space to have a big stainless steel professional hood. What's the situation there? What do we have to choose from?
We have a lot of varieties, number one. Again, it's all about choice with Air King. You can get a professional hood that can fit above a smaller, very high-performance range, or you can go with a traditional under cabinet. One of the things that we featured is an Energy Star version. And people who don't even know that Energy Star is available in these type of appliances, because it's not very commonplace. We were the first to design this.
Really?
But what's interesting about this is you can have an under cabinet Energy Star. You can have a professional style, which can, again, get that look, but you're still doing your part to save money, save energy. We have a chimney style and an insert, all with the Energy Star certification on it. And we're the only company that can offer that broad a range of products. And again, we have an Energy Star logo on our site. You can click on and find each one of those products and the specifications that are there. So we're very proud of that, and we've gotten tremendous response from the people who are, again, given the choice between an Energy Star and a non-Energy Star, it works. One other thing that we've done just a little bit differently to be the leaders in this is we've also designed for accessible kitchens and accessible homes.
You're already talking our language.
We have an ADA switch for our hoods that can be mounted lower so people that need accessibility don't have to reach above the hood to adjust the features.
Right. I'm pointing at the hood like anybody can see me, but
that's where the switch is. You have to reach over the stove to get it.
So if you're doing new construction or a remodel, you can bring a wire down through the wall, put it in a light switch area, for example?
Either on the backsplash area or on the counter, so it's very easily accessible for people that may not be able to reach the above the hood.
Could you put it inside a cabinet
door, for
example?
Absolutely.
Really?
Out of the way.
Yeah. Now you're thinking. Open up the cabinet door, tap it, there you go.
We're participating in the Homes for Heroes program, and when the returning vets come in, this is a very, very desirable setup for them because it's nice, easy, and it's very clean. So it's not, we're very proud of our participation in that.
And how long have you guys been involved in that?
This is a brand new program for us. This is within the last couple of months that we've gotten involved, because this is a brand new product.
Yeah,
this is just out here.
So good. That just makes me very happy to know that you're involved in that program.
But thanks. We appreciate the partners that are helping us get this into the mainstream media like Lowe's and other retailers that are out there that have done a great job in promoting this for us.
Well, not to mention, in like so many things with accessible design, it makes perfect sense for everybody. I'd rather just whack a light switch on the wall than look through the rows of number. Where is it? Is it underneath my microwave? These different kinds of things. Boom. That's it.
Simple.
Yes. Well, and I do like that, too, seeing over the years all of the different products that are coming out that just make life easier for everybody that are living in their house. And the aging in place and all of that, it's for everybody. It really does. It really does make a difference.
It's true.
And people are more aware of it, too. They want to make sure that they're building something that everybody can access. That's the whole idea.
Yeah. I like that a lot.
Well, we've got about 30 more seconds. Is there anything we've missed, or should we just sit here and talk?
I think we should sit here and talk. But first of all, thank you guys for coming on board and spending an hour with us. It was great. We had a lot of people come by. The guests were terrific.
Oh,
and we had a lot of fun.
You can spend the last couple seconds praising us.
Go to AirKingLimited.com and follow them on Twitter at AK Ventilation, and follow us into this break.
Please do. We'll see you in a minute with more of My Fix It Up Life.
I'd like to wait and see. Might be first date on a city street. Might be a kiss that brings me to my knees. Might be initials carved into a tree. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my fix-it-up life. This is my fix-it-up life. Might be a white dress walking up to me. Might be a sunrise in a sky blue sea. Might be
the holder of my front door key and I. I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we